When the Oakland judge called me by my real name last week, I felt like I just came out of the closet. It's no small thing to rename yourself in midlife, to publicly declare, I have been the wrong person all these years, and thanks but no thanks, Mom and Dad. I went through many versions of myself in 37 years, dissuaded always by those around me. The recent birth of my daughter gave me the courage to finally get real. I wanted her to know her mother, but I couldn't even answer life's most basic question, what's your name? Your name is your first impression, words that give away your gender, ethnicity, and appearance, as well as your parents' income, education, and social position. As any Irene or Eugene can attest, old-fashioned American names are telltale signs of immigrant roots. My name forever pegged me as the awkward, chubby Chinese girl, a person I was no longer. Family and friends rarely encourage such fundamental self-rebranding. It can be a lot of work for them to see you through your eyes. It's also not cheap. Since 9/11, first and last name changes require going to court. Between legal fees and public declarations, it costs around $500, and that's doing it with a guidebook instead of a lawyer. Neither is it quick to notify an entire history of banks, bills, and institutions, something I'll be dealing with for years. Nor is it easy to even find the right name. I searched for decades. Then, when my long-forgotten childhood Chinese name and my husband's American surname brought my past and future together, I felt an instinctive click. To my ear, and I liked its sound, my new name was memorable, not throwaway, well thought out, not an afterthought, a name I could grow into for the rest of my life. The courtroom was crowded, and I probably should have gotten a babysitter, but I'm glad I didn't. The judge baptized me with Scarlett, my inspiration, in my arms. I walked out reborn, saying, bye-bye, Mary Wang. Hello, Shosho Smith. With a perspective, I'm Shosho Smith.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.